وصحبه وله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه قنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Welcome everybody. جزاكم الله خيرا for coming out. Kindly join the Kahoot please inshallah ta'ala. All right, so alhamdulillah, I think we are almost ready. One second. All right. Let's get started, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh man, you guys have the best names, mashallah. All right, pronouns. Part 3. Pronouns status is not determined by tashkil. True or false? True. A pronoun status is not determined by the tashkil. That is the correct answer. Okay. I have to actually probably move this guy here. That is because its status is determined by what kind of pronoun it is, not by its type. Not by its status. All right, that's very good. Jazakumullah khairan. All right, next question. All right. Attached pronouns are attached to the end of isms and harf only. True or false? The correct answer here is false, actually, because they can also attach to the end of fa'il. They can attach to the end of a harf, end of an ism, and also to the end of a fi'l, right? We talked about that before in the tutorial. You saw some examples of it, right? So that was a little tricky one. All right, next one. Kitabun is a book in Arabic. True or false? That is true. That's not a trick question. Kitabun means a book. Okay. How do you say his book in Arabic? Kitabuhu. Kitabuha. Kitabuhum. Kitabuhunna. The correct answer is kitabuhu, mashallah. His book is kitabuhu. Correct? Great. MashaAllah. We have a pretty close game here as going right now. Separated by like a couple of hundred points. Oof. How do you say her book? Kitabuha. Kitabuhu. Kitabuhum. Kitabuhunna. Her book would be... I did switch it, Sister Rosanna. That's right. Kitabuha. All right, next question. How do you say their book in Arabic? There for the masculine. Kitabuhu, kitabuhum, kitabuha, kitabuhunna. Correct answer is kitabuhum, their book for the masculine gender. How do you say their book for the feminine, like a plural for females? Kitabuhu, kitabuha, kitabuhum, kitabuhunna. The answer is, alhamdulillah, kitabuhunna. All right, that's very good. Very close game still, actually. Wow, mashallah. How do you say your book in Arabic? Your for the masculine. Kitabuka, kitabukum, kitabuki, kitabukunna. The correct answer is kitabuka, your book. Great job. What is the meaning of minka? from you female, from you all female. The correct answer is from you. Minka. Still a close game. How do you say your female book? Like, as in you female, your book. Kitabuka, kitabukum. Kitabuki, kitabukunna. I don't know, Sister Bridget. I don't think you should guess. I did change the order a little bit. I was just... Remember, it's accuracy and speed. Accuracy is first, Father Salim. How do you say you all's book for masculine? Kitabuka, kitabukum, kitabuki, kitabukunna. Kitabukum, mashaAllah. Well done, well done. All right. How do you say you all's book for the female? Kitabuka, kitabukunna, kitabuki, kitabukum. Kitabukunna, kunna for you all female. Very good. Oh, still a very close game. How do you say my book? Kitabi, kitabuna, kitabuhuma, kitabukuma. Kitabi, very good, mashallah. My book, excellent, excellent. Next question. How do you say our book? Kitabi, kitabuna, kitabuhuma, kitabukuma. Kitabu na. Our book is kitabuna. How do you say them both's book? Kitabi, kitabuna, kitabuhuma, kitabukuma. Both of their book. Them both. I was tired when I was making this. Okay. Them both. Both of them. Huma is for them. Ha is for them. Ka is for you. Kitabu huma. How do you say you both's book? Kitabi, kitabuna, kitabuhuma, kitabukuma. I know. All I need is Mandem's book. Kitabukuma. Yes. Somebody got that joke. Good job, Salim. Okay. All right. What is the meaning of minhu? From her, from him, from them female. I have a Jamaican barber, okay? When I go visit him, I become Jamaican temporarily. I'm not kidding you. Oh, man. He's awesome. I don't understand half the things he says. Minhu is from him. The words Rabbuhu, Rabbahu, Rabbihi don't mean the same thing. True or false? The correct answer is false. They do mean the same thing, right? So this is something that's interesting. If we go to our notes here and we look at this activity, right? His Lord, Rabbuhu, in marfu', his Lord, Rabbahu, mansub. His Lord Rabbihi Majrur. Do they mean the same thing? Yes. Why is it Marfu', Mansub, Majrur? Well, that is a different question. Perhaps before it, there was a harf of Jar. Before Rabbihi, there was before it, perhaps a harf of Jar. Or maybe another Mudaf or something, right? So there's reasons for it. But the meaning of the word is still the same, right? If I said the words have the same status, that would be true, right? They don't have the same status. Rabbuhu or the Rabb part has different statuses. But the meaning is still the same. All right. Every harf jar that has an attached pronoun, the pronoun is ism majrur, true or false? Very good. Let's open up the textbook. Where is the textbook at? Right there. Okay, look at this. If an attached pronoun attaches to a harf jar, correct? Harf jar. Then you have harf jar and ism majrur. Box is on screen. Hold on. All right. If you have harf jar or attached pronoun that attaches to a harf jar, you have harf jar and ism majrur. Okay. Example of it is, you know, sorry, should I go up a little bit here? Like this, right? Fihi, fihima, fihim, etc., etc. Okay, so you look at this harjar that has an attached pronoun. What is the pronoun? The pronoun is always going to be ism majrur. Right? The pronoun is always going to be ism majrur. Okay, next question is every ism that has an attached pronoun, the ism becomes mudaf. That's also true. Okay? Don't think it's a trick question. Pronoun attaches to ism. Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The pronoun is attaching to an ism. What is the ism? Mudaf. Right? Example. Kitabuhu. Who attaches to the word kitab? What is kitab? Kitab is mudaf. And who is mudaf ilayhi? Correct? Still a close game. Every ism that has an attached pronoun, the pronoun becomes mudaf ilayhi. Pronoun becomes ism, attaches to an ism. True, right? Look at this. When it attaches to an ism, it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Kitabuhu. Okay? Look at kitabuhu. Kitabu is mudaf. Who is mudaf ilayhi? That's the case for every ism and every attached pronoun. Whenever you have any attached pronoun to any ism, the ism is mudaf, the pronoun is mudaf ilayhi. Okay? It's the same thing. I'm just wording it differently in the question here to try to see if you're maybe able to process it. Okay? Every ism that has an attached pronoun becomes definite. That is also right. Look at that. Whenever you have an ism and attaches to it a pronoun, okay, kitabuhu mudaf mudaf ilayhi, the pronoun is always definite. So the mudaf will always be definite as well. And that's what happens with every single mudaf mudaf ilayhi, or every single case where a pronoun attaches to an ism. The ism, right, the mudaf, becomes definite. Okay? All right. Last question. What is the status of kitabi? The long kahoot. Marfu', mansub, majroor, marfu', or mansub, or majroor. Now, if you said majroor, I don't blame you, because it definitely looks like it's majroor. But the correct answer is marfu' or mansub or majroor. Okay, kitabi. Notice how in the pattern here it's so different. Kitabuhu, huma, ha, right? For all of these, it's bu, kitabuka, kitabukuma. But kitabi has a kasra. The ba has a kasra. Okay, well, the ba having a kasra is an interesting thing, because this is not due to its status. Kitab's status has not changed for it to have a kasra. It is due to the fact that the word ya, right, the attached pronoun ya, has affected the word ba and changed its tashkil to a kasra. has not changed its status. Has not changed the status of Kitabi. It has changed its tashkil and made it into a kasra. And that is what is happening. So in the situation where you don't know what is this word, you know, outside of a sentence, you don't know the context, it is going to be marfu or mansub or majroor. Not, you can't definitively say one or the other. In the case where, for example, this word is a mubtada, then kitabi with the kasra is marfu'. In the case where it comes after a harf jar, kitabi with a kasra is going to be ism majroor. But not because of the kasra, but because it comes after harf jar and it is ism majroor. Alright, this is a category of isms that we will study inshallah on Monday. Okay, on Monday we will do words that are banned from tanween. You cannot put a tanween on it. And these words, the words that do not, their tashkil does not determine their status. Okay? Yes, next Monday. So finally, what do we have? Third place, sister Halima, mashallah. Second place, sister A. And first place, the 23 out of 23 is A. Who is A, man? Mashallah. who's A? If you like to mention who you are, it'll be nice. Not me. So these things, I'm doing it. I'm having a hard time just reading it all right now. Forget me reading and doing it. True story, I was actually testing the Kahoot myself afterwards because, you know, usually I don't test it, but I don't know why I decided to do it last night. And to be honest, it gave me a little bit of anxiety because of the clock running and everything. You know, so mashallah, kudos to everybody who's participating. I know this game can make you guess wrong. Okay, so don't hold this as a full assessment of your knowledge. Okay, because there's a competition here, right? Mashallah. So the competition gets to you a little bit, and then I think the timer, when I was just playing the game, the timer got to me. I was just like, oh no, it's already 18 seconds. Let me get the answer correctly. So, yeah, right? SubhanAllah. I didn't realize it until last time when I was actually playing myself. SubhanAllah. And even though I made it, I knew the answers, the timer got to me. So don't let this become like a judge of like your learning. It's not like it's not in any way a comprehensive assessment. This is always going to be just like a review and a bit of a and a bit of a way to get your the recollection of last lesson, right? The recollection of last lesson is what the objective here is. It's like in pedagogy they call like create the prior knowledge, right? Or link to prior knowledge. Like, you know, there's neurons in your brain. I was reading about this. When you study something, there's like a connection formed between the neurons in your brain. That's how you remember it. Now, after a little while, it dies. SubhanAllah. That's why you forget. And then when you do something, an activity that reconnects those neurons, that's when learning happens. That's when you're like, yep, I remember. So it's a process, right? It's just like how very analogous to like how muscle is made, where you break the fiber and then it joins and that's stronger, right? So exactly the same thing happens according to like one school of thought and how the brain works. So this is the objective here, that, you know, the things that we forget, those neurons break, or the connections between the neurons break, and this hopefully reestablishes that. Inshallah. Do you feel that way once you've like done this? Like, you feel like, oh, I remember now, right? Or, oh yes, now this is, it kind of connects, right? Alhamdulillah. Sorry about the Jamaican pronouns. I just feel it's more fun to have like Jamaican pronouns. Alhamdulillah. Sorry. Sister Maria said, I feel like I remember pronouns are not my friends. Huh? Okay. I put those by deliberately, Sareem. Don't like, you know, just to stir things up a little bit, create a little bit of fun. Okay. All right. You should see like how people in Texas teach it. It's like a bunch of things. I'm like, what is these words? I don't understand. What is like, what's all y'all? And what's y'all? Like, what's the difference between the two? I don't get it, right? So it's all good, alhamdulillah. What I was saying, Sister Maria is saying something interesting. Yes, my heart is in Toronto though. Sister Maria is saying something very interesting. She's like, I feel like the pronouns are not my friends and I need friends. Okay, Sister Maria, here's the shortcut for you. Okay. Okay, here you are. Okay, look at this. I'll tell you a trick now, inshallah. Are you ready for a trick? A trick. A trick. Don't worry, Sister Samar, you'll be fine, inshallah. Okay, here is a trick. You notice, look at this, people. Look at this. The pronouns that are he, they, them, theirs, them both, him, his, etc., etc., right? She, they both, they, all of these are what are called third person. What does that mean? It means someone who is not there. Third person, right? In Arabic, they're called, I actually like the Arabic one more. It's called in Arabic, Al-Ghaib. Al-Ghaib. Do you know what Al-Ghaib means? Similar to Al-Ghaib. Ghaib is the unseen. Ghaib is somebody who is not there. All right? The terminology that's used is these pronouns, he, they, them, their, him, his, she, her, all of these, it's like these are third person, right? It's somebody who's not here. Yes or no? Third person. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with this, people? Right? First name, we don't agree? Okay. It's not, okay, good point. The person could be in front of you. They're not part of the conversation. How about that? Okay, say me and someone else is talking about someone, and that other person is right there. But I refer to them as he. They're not in the actual conversation. Okay, they might be present physically. They're called third person. In Arabic, they're called al-ghaib, you know? Or the pronouns for al-ghaib, not present. Notice, what is the one letter of the alphabet that is really prominent? The letter of the alphabet that's really prominent here is the ha, isn't it? Do you notice that? Across the board. So this ha, when you're thinking about third person, he, she, him, his, her, they, them, both of them, etc., etc. Think of the ha. Think of what? The ha. Hmm? Does that help, Sister Maria, a little bit? Okay. Now, what about when you're doing or when you're talking about second person? Second person in Arabic is called, so in English we say second person. Second person. Okay, why is the second person? Because that's the person you are talking to. You are the first person, and the one you're talking to is second person. In Arabic, it is called al-mukhatab. Al-what? Al-mukhatab. As you can see, my Arabic writing generally is okay, but here in the with the mouse is worse. Al-mukhatab, the one who has been spoken to. Hmm? Notice, especially the attached pronouns. What do you find that's prominent about the attached pronouns? The kaf, right? Especially the attached pronouns. The ones that are standalone, you know, it's anta, it's antuma, antum. But the attached ones particularly have a kaf. Hmm? Similarly, if I was to see the feminine version of this, you see, it's the same thing, right? Do you agree with that? Oops. So the kaf is when you're thinking about something like you or your or both of yours, right? Or feminine your, etc., etc. All of that, think of what? Think of kaf. Hmm? Think of kaf. Okay? So that's like a trick, because you might be getting confused between third person, the one who is not there, or not a part of the conversation, and second person. Kitabuhuma, both of theirs book. Kitabukuma, both of your book. But the kaf, kitabukuma, you. Huma, there. Rabbuka, your Lord. Rabbu, who? His Lord. You see? So that's like something that might help you. It's a small shortcut that might help you remember. Okay? So that is that, like a small technique, inshallah. But Sister Maria, there's only one way to get them. Do you know what that one way is? Learn the song, yes. Memorize. Practice. Okay? I told you before when I started this, I can only help you, but the memorization of this, committing this to memory, has to be done by you. And consider this to be like an act of worship, like you are doing your adhkar. Okay? We're going to need to commit a lot of words to our memory in the next few sessions, inshallah. Okay? Haldir is the same as Sister Solange. Yes, Haldir with the Dad is also the one who is present. Mukhatab is what's like, for example, in Ajrumiya, like the Arabic manual, they discuss pronouns as Lghaib for third person, Mukhatab for the second person, the one you're speaking to, and for yourself is, they call it Dhamair al, what's it called? Um, متكلم. Thank you. Blanked out there for a little bit. متكلم. So JazakAllah Khair, that is the thing. The idea here, folks, is you have to commit this to your own memory. I can't really do it, inshallah. But don't get stressed if you don't get it the first time. Pronouns, like I said, take some time. All right, let us do today the first. We got to do a couple of things, and then we conclude with our last main concept, which is man'ut na'at. Man'ut and na'at. Man'ut na'at is actually, I think, an easier concept. I think you will, I think you kind of already know it. That's why I think it's easier. Okay? Sister Mari, are you with me? Yeah, alhamdulillah. All right. What I recommend, and this is good, again, based on last thing I'll say about pronouns, based on what Sister Maria was asking, is every day take the word, take a word like Rabbu or Kitabu or Rasulu, okay? Some of the basic words that you've learned, and try to make pronouns out of them. So Rabbuhu, Rabbuhuma, Rabbuhum, Rabbuha, Rabbuhuma, Rabbuhunna, Rabbuka, Rabbukuma, Rabbukum, Rabbuki, Rabbukuma, Rabbukunna, Rabbi, Rabbuna. Like that. Maybe take min, minhu, minhuma, minhum. Maybe just take the same word. Don't have to change words around. Minha, minhuma, minhunna, minka, minkuma, minkum, minki, minkuma, minkunna, minni, minna. Right? Like that. Do that, inshallah ta'ala, and you will see it will really help. Okay, people, let's get to it. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. إِذَا means when. Okay? Alhamdulillah. إِذَا means when. جَاءَ means... جَاءَ means to... come. Ja means to come. This is what? Ism, fail, or haf. To come, he came, right? Okay. This is a fail. Very good. Okay. Nasrullahi. Nasru is an ism, or a fail, or a harf. It's an ism. Very good. It means help. Oh. Wait, which translation am I using here? Hold on. Let's use a better translation. Or, I know Dr. Khattab is better, but unfortunately, Tanzeel does not have Dr. Khattab. So we are stuck between choosing the options that we have. Okay, that's all right. Where are we? Nasrullahi. Oh, right. Oh, there. Perfect. That's what I was. Okay. Idha is when. Come is ja'a. Nasru. Nasru is the victory. The victory. Now, I don't see a tanween on Nasru, right? This is an ism, we all agreed. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, I don't see a tanween. What could be the reason? Right now we have three reasons. Has al? Doesn't have al. Is it mudaf? No al, no tanween, followed by majrur. Indeed it is. The word off is there as well. So this is going to be actually, let's erase our friend ism and write in here Nasru as mudaf and Allahi, the word is mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, people? Victory of Allah. Wa, what does wa mean? Wa means and. Okay. Al-Fathu. Al-Fathu is a ism, fi'l, or harf. Ism, right? And as Saud said, it is a connected ism. Al-Fath, me here. Is translated as the conquest. Al-Fath actually is Fataha means to open something. Fatha. You know what a fatha is? Fatha, right? Fatha on the Hamza here, Fatha on the Dha here. That is called so because you are supposed to open your mouth when you say it. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. Ah, has to open. This is actually the man who first wrote the tashkil on the Quran. He was commanded by Ali radiallahu anhu in the caliphate of Ali. Can't believe I forgot his name. He asked his daughter to sit and look at his mouth as he's reading the Quran. And when he opens his mouth like that, she puts a dot above. And when he makes his lips round, she puts a dot on the end. And then when he drops his jaw, she puts a dot below the letter. That was your first tashkil from the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. Just those like dots. Subhanallah. The point to note from that story, I'll find you his name, subhanallah, is the precision of how well he was reading. That you could look at his face and tell a fatha as a fatha and a dhamma as a dhamma because his lips were round and a kasra because he, you know, dropped his jaw. Subhanallah. So that was actually at the time of Ali radiallahu anhu when he moved his capital to Kufa. Okay. Wal fathu. Wow, here is a connector harf. Okay. Wow, here is the connector harf. Nasru is your, the, you know, connector connects two isms. So Nasru is the first of those two isms, and the second of the two is Al Fathu. How do we know it's connector? Excellent question, Sister Halima. Right now, our knowledge of connector is not so good because connectors are quite advanced. Okay, in meaning, a lot of these things are connected, but we're trying to make sure the connection is both meaning and status. Our focus for connector is meaning, status, and we're dealing only with isms right now. We're not talking about connecting fi'l with fi'l, sentence with sentence. We're not doing that, okay? We will do that eventually, don't you worry. And you will actually enjoy it a lot when you get to that point because that's where like the fruits of all the hard work are like harvested, okay? But currently we're just focusing on two isms. Two isms being connected in meaning and status. Okay, you see, Nasru is the first ism. Status is marfu'. Fathu, status is marfu'. The victory of Allah has come and the conquest. If I look at, say, like the other translation, Mawlana Wahiduddin's, where is he? Right there, right? If I looked at that translation for a second, you will see how, look what he says. The God's help and victory come. I think that's even more of an obvious thing in this matter, right? Like how it shows you very clearly how this is a connector. Make sense? All right. Connectors will take us some time. We're just going to have a basic introduction to them. Okay, Nasrullahi wal Fathu. Wa, what does wa mean? Wa means and, okay? Right now, we're not going to call it connector because this, after it, ra'aita, you see. You see is what? Ism fi'l or harf? It's a fi'l. Very good. You see. So we're going to exclude that from our study of connector because wa is, the connector is many levels. We're at level one right now. Okay. Yes, connector, when they connect, they always have the same status. Just with that. Okay. Ra'aita, you see. An-nasa. An-nasa is? Ism. The people, right? Or if you're Lebanese, the people. It's an ism. Yes? Yadkhuluna. Yadkhuluna. Entering. What do you think? Entering. Fi'l. Yay. Fi. What's fi? Fi. Harf jar. Yay. What do we have after harf jar? What do you have after harf jar? We have ism majroor. Ism majroor. Fi dini. Okay, very good. I see no tanmeen on dini. I see no tanmeen. Could it be because there's an al? No al. All right. No al, no tanmeen. Could be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Is it followed by a word that's majroor? Perfect. It is definitely a mudaf. Right? It is definitely a mudaf. And the word Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. All right. Here's the thing to notice about this. The religion of Allah, very good, right? We can say about the Farhan, it is the religion of Allah, right? Because Allah, the mudaf ilayhi, is definite. So dini would also be definite. The religion of Allah. We can say that, correct? Afwaja. Afwaja is a ism. Afwaja means multitudes. Okay, now check this out. This is one of the things that we were covering last time, but we didn't get a chance to give it its due. Fi dinillahi, fi harf jar dini ism majroor. Correct? Then you have dini and Allahi, mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. You notice how dini is playing multiple roles there. Right? So fi dinillahi. All right. That was on the point. So this is one of the things that we had studied previously that we did not get a lot of time to do, which is, two together, right? You have two instances together, or an ism playing two roles. Here it's ism majroor. Then it turns into mudaf. Okay, this is an important thing to consider. Okay, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. فَ means then. فَ means then. It is a harf. سَبِّحْ. 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 Glorify. It is a fi'l, right? سَبِّحْ is a fi'l. And it is, if you can remember, from... mashallah, such a summer. It is a command tense, right? Family two. سَبَّحَ. يُسَبِّحُ. سَبِّحْ. Command tense. All right, very good. Sister Maria, right now we're going mostly by the meaning because we have not really studied fi'ils outside of those patterns that we had learned. Right now we're just going by the meaning. Glorify, come, you see, right? It's like an action, right? It's an action. Something is happening. Do you see that? That's how we're doing it. Semester 2, we're going to start with fi'ils. Okay? Semester 2 is going to be like a fresh start because we're going to jump into fi'il and try to master it, inshallah ta'ala. All right? That's when we'll start to identify the fi'il with like some grammar cues, not just from the translation. Okay? Just like now, you're able to see mudaf, mudaf ilayhi without me even pointing out to you the off. Right? That is the same thing we're hoping to achieve. Fasabbih, command tense fi'il. Bihamdi rabbika, mashallah. It's an excellent thing here. B, what's B? Harf of jar. Harf of jar. All right, very good. Harf of jar. B means what? B means with. Also could mean in, right? We had said it means both, but in this case, you're correct. It means with. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay. B. Hamdi. Hamdi. Could be the name of a brother who is, you know, from Somalia. But in this case, Hamdi is his praise. Is praise. Hamdi is ism majroor. Correct? Ism majroor. And then I have Hamdi with no tanween. So what do I think? It's because an al, no al, no tanween. Is the word after mudaf? There's the word after majroor. Is the word after Hamdi majroor? Is it, people? But I see a fatha on the kaf. That's a pronoun, thank you. What's the word after Hamdi? What's the word after it? The word after is Rabbi. Yay, is Rabbi majroor? Alhamdulillah, Rabbi is majroor. So Hamdi is mudaf and Rabbi is mudaf ilayhi. Right? Mudaf ilayhi. With you with me? But then I see a attached pronoun. What is the attached pronoun that I see? What's the word though, people? Ka. Yay. Sister Maria, what is ka for? Ka is for you or your. Ka is you or your. Okay. Ha is for his or her. Ka is for you or your. If you're having trouble like remembering all of them, just remember like one from each of them. Ha, his, her, ka, you, yours. Okay. Mi, e, kitabi. Something like that, right? So ka is second person. Great. Attached pronoun. Attached pronoun attaches to what? Attaches to what, people? Rabbika. Attaches to an ism, right? Attaches to an ism. Very good. So it is going to be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, people? I have the attached pronoun kaf. I'm like, okay, great. What does it mean? It means your. Alhamdulillah. What does it attach to? It's attaching to Rabbi. What is Rabbi? Is Rabbi a harf jar? No. Is Rabbi a fi'il? No. Is Rabbi an ism? Yes. In that case, I have my mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. A second one, right? Another mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. So I will say here, Rabbi is another mudaf and ka is a mudaf ilayhi. Let's draw like our connections. I have B Hamdi. This is harf jar اسم مجرور. Then I have حمدي ربك. ها؟ مضاف مضاف إليه. Then I have ربك مضاف مضاف إليه. How many do I have in a row? Three, right? بي حمدي حرف جر اسم مجرور. حمدي ربك مضاف مضاف إليه. ربك مضاف مضاف إليه. Is that interesting? Glorify your Lord with his praise. That's that whole expression right there. Are you with me, people? Did you see that? How's your level of comfort with this out of 10? 10 is like super comfortable. Be honest, inshallah, it's okay. Alhamdulillah, Brother Adil, JazakAllah khair for being honest about it. The point of doing this activity today is to try to bring some examples from the Quran and try to tie everything together. Okay? Alhamdulillah, JazakAllah khair and Uncle Ali for sharing. Don't worry, inshallah. There's a little bit of time you have to do, a little bit of catching up you have to do, but you know, try to, you know, say you're struggling with pronouns. I can't remember 14, it's too much. Okay, let's make it so you get one from the third person. Who? His. You get one from the second person. Ga. Your. Okay, you get one from first person, me, right? E. That's a start. Now we start to see that as you know, it comes in the Quran. Okay. Next thing is harf jar. Harf jar, I think most people are able to spot, right? You see harf jar. After that, you see ism majrur right away. Okay. The thing that we're adding now to our process of understanding the Quran is what is like, alhamdulillah, hafjar ism majrur is good. But if now, is there a tanween? Right? Is there a tanween? That's a question. And if the tanween isn't there, then we look to see if it's mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. We add that to our arsenal. Then we see a pronoun. Pronoun, what is it attaching to right now? It's only two things that we're concerned about. Is it attaching to a harf jar or is it attaching to an ism? Attaches to a harf jar, it is harf jar ism majrur. Attaches to an ism, it is, what is it, Brother Adil? What is it, Uncle Ali? What do you think? Attaches to an ism, it is a mudaf, and mudaf ilayh. Jazakumullah khair. Right? That's kind of how we're trying to get it. All right? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm saying your names, and you know, it's like I don't want to put you in, you know, on the spotlight and whatnot. But you know, like in class, like in person class, I can see people's faces, and then I'm like, you know, you're okay, right? But I can't do that, and so I really appreciate the honesty of the people who are saying, you know what, I don't get it. Please, you know, tell me what is this, what is that, and that's the really the only way I can know. Right? Because my mind wants to believe everyone's getting it. That's what I like to believe. Okay? But you have to tell me what is the reality. And then we can, you know, go back and revisit and try to, you know, make sure that we understand. Yes? Definitely. We all do. We all have to spend some time on our own to do this. There's no doubt about that. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum. All right, let's do this again. Wa means and. Wa means and. I'm going to read this as istaghfirhu. This is a family of fi'l that we don't know yet. Istaghfir. Seek forgiveness. Okay? From the word istighfar, I'm sure you know. Istaghfirhu. Who is a pronoun, yes or no? Yay. Mr. Mario, what do you think? Pronoun. And it's a third person. Ha. What is the meaning? His. You see that now, right? Istaghfir hu. Let's go back to our attached pronoun shortcut here, right? This is our, this is the secret sauce. Is this attached pronoun? Right? Seek his forgiveness. Is this attaching to an ism? Istaghfirhu, this is seek forgiveness, is a ism? No, it's not an ism. Is it a harf? Istaghfir. Is it a harf? Not a harf. So what can it be? Fa'il, right? We haven't studied fa'il yet, and we have not studied what happens when pronouns attach to fa'il. Okay, so that's why we will leave it. Okay, we will move on. But the goal here is to see a pronoun, alhamdulillah. Is it ism? No. Harf jar? No. Alhamdulillah. Okay? Inna. Inna is a harf. It is not a harf of jar. Have we ever studied inna in the class? As in not just the meaning, but actually what it means. Actually what it does. We have not. Do you know what it means? Inna. Inna means indeed, verily, truly. Right? I'm sure you've heard those translations, right? Okay. Inna has a very specific grammar function. We have not studied it. That's semester 2, inshallah. All right? Inna and its sisters. Those will be visiting you in semester 2. And they will create a temporary place in your brain, inshallah. All right. Inna is a harf, not a harf of jar. In our list here, we have, what is it? We have harf of jar. I did not include the fourth option here, which is inna and its sisters. Okay, because again, we don't know that just yet, and it's a little too advanced for us right now. So what we are going to do is we're going to ignore inna. But I think you can spot a pronoun, can't you? Who? Right? What is the pronoun, this meaning here? Who means? His. Right? Ha is just wastaghfir hu. Right, Sister Maria? Third person. Ka, second person. Ah, excellent. He is always ready to accept repentance. Kana, in this context, means always. Kana is also a complicated word in the Quran, which we will study in semester 3. Okay, we're gonna defer at studying semester 3 because this guy is the real deal. It's going to have some interesting layers, but subhanAllah, when you understand it, you're going to really appreciate the Quran. Tawaban is ready to accept repentance. From tawba, and the word tawba, and it's an ism. This is actually tawaban with two fathas. The meme that's written here, you see the little meme there? That is a tajweed thing. In case you wanted to join tawaban to bismillah. Innahu kana tawaban bismillahir rahmanir rahim tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. If you're trying to be super super cool in tajweed, mashallah, you're really trying to tell people you know mashallah the rules of tajweed, that's how you would read it. So in case you wanted to read like that, the calligrapher of the Quran wrote a little meme here to remind you of that. But in reality, this is a tajweed thing. It's only a tajweed thing. It is Not in Arabic grammar thing. In Arabic grammar, you have two fathas there. Okay? Tawaban. Right? Alhamdulillah. All right. So, Deen Allahi. How do we know Allahi Mudaf Ilayhi is definite? Excellent question, Brother Saud. Allah, the word Allah, is definite because it is a proper name. Okay, cool. Okay. It's a proper name. Make sense? All right. It's a very good question. Alhamdulillah. So this is Suratul Nasr. How do you all feel about having studied this a little bit? Alhamdulillah. All right. This is a very beautiful surah in the sense of also its meaning is one of the last surahs revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this. The last surah, last whole surah revealed to the Prophet ﷺ was إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and he did not live on after this for more than a few months. ﷺ. Okay. When this surah was revealed, the surah has one main command in it, which is this one, right? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That one is from the invocations during sujood. The Prophet ﷺ, as narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, our mother Aisha narrates that when this surah was revealed, the Prophet ﷺ started to read this in his salah. He started to read this in his prayer. And it's worth our time to study this dua as well. Okay? When this was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, he would recite this, يُؤَوِّلُهُ يُؤَوِّلُهُ or يُؤَوِّلُهَا, sorry. He would read this dua as the interpretation of the command of the surah. Okay, the surah says, "Pray, glorify your Lord with his praise and seek his forgiveness." The Prophet ﷺ started to glorify his Lord and seek his forgiveness in his prayer, in his sajda. That was his implementation of the command of the ayah. And subhanAllah, that's a very beautiful thing. Wasn't Surah Maidah the last surah revealed? Surah Al-Nasr was the last whole surah revealed. Wallahu a'lam, to the best of what I recall. Al-Ma'idah was also one of the last ones, but not exactly the last. Al-Ma'idah was not revealed all at one time, not in its entirety. Okay, there's quite a bit of debate which one is, last, because keep in mind the times were so, such busy times. The Prophet is making Hajj. The Prophet is preparing for his departure because he knows he's about to pass away. Just before Hajj is Ramadan, right? Like just 2 months before. That's the last Ramadan. The Prophet knows it. If Jibreel comes twice, there's so much action happening in those months that there is debate which one was last, which one was towards the end. And this is something that the scholars talk about. But the point is, this was one of the end revelation. Now, what is this surah or what is this dua? This is a dua you can make in your sajda. This is a dua you can make in your ruku'. You can make this dua at any point in your salah. Imam Ahmad, for example, says that if the Quran's ayah is saying something, you should make dua to respond to that ayah. Just like the Prophet ﷺ, he did it in his prayer, and he says you could do that in all prayers, fard, nafil, sunnah, witr, and you could do that according to Imam Ahmad and others in any language as well. Subhanallah. So it's a very beautiful way to connect to the Quran and to really bring life to your salah. Okay, this is a dua that we're going to do. And then once we start studying fi'l, I'm going to start to pivot more into the du'as, sajadtu, amantu, aslamtu. We will be able to start to understand du'as more comprehensively once we have the fi'l in our arsenal. But today we're going to start with this dua. Subhanaka. Subhanaka. What does the word subhana mean? Subhana means glory is, right? Subhana means sub. Ha, oh my goodness. Ha na. Subhana means glory is to, and then ka, what does ka mean, people? Ka is you, right? Glory is to you, of course. This is also means, you know, you are perfect, you are above flaws, O Allah, etc., etc. Okay? Allahumma, what does the word Allahumma mean, people? Any idea? Allahumma means, O Allah. Allahumma means, O Allah. All right? Rabbana. Rabbana, what does Rabb mean? Lord, what is na? Na is R, right? Na is R. Okay? Rabbana, i.e. glory is to you or for you, to you, O Allah, our Lord. Wa bihamdik. What does wa mean? Tell me, people. Wa means and bihamdika. Be with harf jar. Jazakallahu khairan. What is my ism majroor? Hamdi, right? This is my harf jar. Hamdi or hamdika. Hamdika or hamdi. Hamdi, yeah. Very good. Praise. What is ka? Ka? Pronoun. You or second person, more precisely, your, right? Right? Glory is to you, O Allah, our Lord, and with your praise. Glory is to you, and with that we praise you. Okay? With your glory, we declare your praise. You with me? Bi harf jar, hamdi isim majrur, hamdi mudaf, ka, what is it, what's ka, brothers and sisters, tell me, mudaf ilayhi, right, ka is my pronoun attaches to an isim, mudaf ilayhi, alhamdulillah. Allahumma again means, Allahumma, O Allah, right? O Allah, ighfir is a it's a fi'l, command tense, which means you forgive. Remember, you forgive. Okay, li is actually two words. Li is a harf jar. Which means, right, alhamdulillah, for, right? Also, could mean to. Li the ya, the miskeen, which means, E. Me. Get it? E. Me. That is a pronoun. That is a pronoun. Oh Allah, forgive for me, i.e. forgive me. Li is a harf jar. This ya pronoun is ism majroor, right? Oh, so someone's telling me I should take out the O from the thing. Oh Lord. All right, hold on. When I write like this, oh Allah, you know what I think of, Sister Solange? I think of O. Henry, okay? Whenever I see, yeah, I think of O. Henry, man. That's the first thing that comes to my head. I'm like, why am I having an O. Henry right now? That's jokes aside. That's just a joke, okay? The word O, this is called an nida in Arabic, to call out somebody. To call out somebody. This is a very beautiful Arabic thing. There's actually a very beautiful balagha thing here. You know, like the Quran doesn't actually have Ya Rabbana. For example, the word O Allah, Ya is actually used. It's always implied Rabbana, and that's a really beautiful. Like implication there is because like Allah is very close to us, so it's a powerful Arabic thing. Unfortunately, we don't have it in English, so that's why not only is the beauty of the language get lost, but also sometimes the translation is kind of makes you think of chocolate. Subhanallah, at least me. no, Rabbana is what it is. But in reality, we say Ya Rabbi, yes, but I'm talking about the Quran. Instead of saying Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbana, says Rabbana, the Ya is excluded. And the deep reason there is that Allah is very close to you. You don't even need to say Ya. Okay? You don't even need to say Ya to Him. You just say Rabbana. But the point I was trying to make is that this is a difficult thing to translate 100%. Anyway, here we are. This is a dua. I think you should memorize it, inshallah ta'ala, and make it in your prayer. Inshallah ta'ala, as we do more and more fi'l, we will do more and more du'as, inshallah ta'ala. Would you guys like that? Right? Alhamdulillah. All right, very good. I look at Surah Al-Fatiha and then Na'at and Man'ut finally. What is our time? I have a lot of... Hold on. Tell everybody to be quiet. All right. Here we are. Surah Al-Fatiha. This is, like in some Muslim cultures when they say... No, I don't want... Okay, show me. Asya. This is... So this is our Surah Fatiha doll. All right. Away. This is, I bought this from the Haram. Not the Haram, of course. From Mecca. From the clock tower. Oh God. And some young kid, I think, ripped me off, sold it to me for like a nice high price. No, it was like 40 riyals. And I was like, this is 5 riyals. That's what it cost you. He's like, no, brother, I don't make any money. I'm selling it to you for 40 riyals. So I'm like, why are you selling it to me if you don't make any money? Alhamdulillah, that does read Quran, so it's very nice. Oh, mashallah. The haram, that's a world of its own, alhamdulillah. All right, Surah Fatiha. So that doll obviously reminds us of Surah Fatiha. In Surah Fatiha, we have Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, people? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sorry, can you see the screen? Okay, yes, okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, B means in is a harf of jar, correct? B is a harf of jar. What comes after harf of jar? Always, 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 always. Ism majrur, right? What is that? Ism majrur? Ismi, the name. The name. Okay. I don't see a tanween. I don't see a tanween. What could be the reason? The reason is mudaf, right? The word Allahi is majrur, so mudaf ilayhi. No al, no tanween, followed by majrur, right? In the name of God. You see the off there? The off is right there as well. Okay. Ar-Rahmani, the most gracious. Ar-Rahimi, the most merciful. Are you with me, people? Ar-Rahmani, Ar-Rahimi. Okay. The question is, why is Ar-Rahmani majrur? Why is Ar-Rahimi majrur? Okay. Why is Allahi majrur? First tell me that. Why is Allahi majrur? Do we know why that is majrur? Yes, it is mudaf ilayhi. Do we know why ismi is majrur? Do we know that? Yes, we know that, right? Right, but what's up with this? Why is this majrur? That's the question that we're going to answer before I let you go to sleep, inshallah. So you can think about this, mashallah, in your... You have good dreams, inshallah. what is up with that? Okay. Well, Allahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahimi. Okay. Let us take a minute to look at the properties, right, of the noun. Okay, so the word Allahi, right? The word Allahi, you with me? Its properties, its status. For firstly, status, majrur, number, singular. Gender, masculine, type, definite because it's a proper name, right? It's a proper name / noun, right? Yes or no, people? Are you all with me? Isn't Allah technically genderless? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have gender as we human beings. From an anatomy point of view, of course. Okay. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. But as we have discussed, in Arabic, you don't have what? You don't have an ism that does not have a gender. Every ism is masculine or feminine. Right? Every ism. So that's why we don't say Allah. We say the word Allah is majrur. The word Allah is singular. The word Allah is masculine. The word Allah is definite. You with me, people? Does that make sense, Brother Salim? All right. Ar-Rahmani, status. Ar-Rahmani status is... Majroor, very good. Number, singular. Gender, the word, of course, is masculine. And is it definite or indefinite? Definite, why? Al. Excellent. So Sadia, I'll answer your question just in a little while. Let me get this finished first. Ar-Rahimi. Status people. Status people. What is it? Status is majroor. Number is one. Gender. Masculine. Type. Definite, because again it has the al. Is this a coincidence, people, that all of these have exactly the same properties? Is this a coincidence? The answer is no, it is not a coincidence. This is what's called man'ut na'at, right? Man'ut and na'at. This is an example of it, okay? An example of man'ut na'at is the idea here, people. Man'ut na'at, mashallah, if you're new to Arabic and Quran, you will pronounce the ayn, mashallah, very strong. Like, man'ut na'at, okay? Like, mashallah. But in reality, they're more like ayn is a little softer when it's pronounced, okay? It does sound like a kid's show. You're right. Maybe we should make a kid's show. Man'ut na'at. Okay. Look at what it says. Na'ata. 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 The mudari' of it is yan'atu. Yan'atu. You see the fatha there? The A? All right, I'm gonna ignore my friend command for a second here, because the command is not the point. And I'm gonna go to the mustar. The mustar here is what, people? In the brackets, what does it say? Na'at, right? A na'at. I'm gonna ignore also the actor and the acted upon. I'm gonna write al man what al man'ut. What does this mean? It means to describe, to characterize, to use as an attribute, to provide with an attribute. Gram here is not for the gram. Gram here is for the grammar. Okay? To describe. You can chuckle if you got that joke. It's okay. To characterize. Characterize. Thank you. I appreciate that. It is to describe or to characterize something. Okay? Man'ut and na'at are used to describe, characterize, and provide an attribute to an ism. They are similar in English to what? Adjectives. But in Arabic, what they're really doing is they're providing a description, a characterization, an attribute to an ism. Okay? Man'ut is on the pattern is on the pattern of ism maf'ul, right? Do you notice a note of the acted upon? Note the similarity in the pattern. Marfu', mansub, majrur, right? Do you notice that? How the pattern is actually very similar. Man'ut. They're all acted upon. So man'ut is, you know, from our pattern point of view, the one that's like the acted upon, the one that's being described. The ism that's being described, the ism that we are going to give the attribute to. And na'at is the description characterization. That is the thing that we are going to describe our ism with. Okay? So I'm going to write this word or this these two words. Rajul, what does Rajul mean? Rajul means a man. Okay, Rajul means a man. What does Muslim mean? Means Muslim. I know I'm towards the end of my time. Just give me like a minute, please, to just like finish this point. Law samahtum, please, please, please. Okay? A Muslim man. Huh? We see that? In this case, my man'ut, like what's being described? What's being described? Man, right? Rajul. Yes or no? What is the description? Muslim. Right? That's the idea behind na'at and that's the idea behind man'ut and na'at. Okay? Excellent question. Man'ut is always first. The answer is yes. What is being described is always first. Man'ut. What is the description, the characterization is always in Arabic, second. Are you with me, people? All right, let's quickly go back to this thing. Allahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahimi. This differs from Mubtada al-Khabar. You got it. It is not like Mubtada al-Khabar. Okay, let's go to this. No, we'll do that in a second, Sister Umariyam, don't you worry. All right, here, what we have is Allah, the word Allah, is the man'ut. That's being described, right? Yes or no, people? That is being described. Allah is being described, and that is my man'ut. Allah. What is my na'at? What's the description? Number one na'at is... Yes. I'm coming to that system. Ar-Rahman. That's na'at number one. See, even the baby agrees to that. It's like, oh yeah, she says... And then na'at number two. Na'at number two is Ar-Rahimi. What's the second description of Allah here? That He is the most merciful, right? The most merciful, the exceedingly merciful, etc., etc. All of those. That is the idea behind man'ut na'at. It is the one being described, and then the na'at is a description. And as you can see, very clearly, the gender has to match for man'ut and na'at. The status has to match for man'ut and na'at. The gender has to match for man'ut and na'at. The number has to match. The type has to match. When you have all four of these in place, the man'ut is described by the na'ats, whether it's one or two, or three or four, however many you want. Okay? That is the idea, the introduction to man'ut and na'ats, inshallah. Today we looked at our introduction to man'ut and na'at. The terminology means to describe and characterize. It's similar to adjectives. Man'ut is the ism being described, na'at is the description. If it is not all four, the rules are all four have to match. If they don't, it's improper grammar. Mostly, yes. Mostly. There could be other reasons that we don't know yet that are more advanced, but mostly that's improper grammar, yes. after that, once they have matched up in their property, their properties, we describe them as such. Also, we took some time today to look at Surah Nasr to review our mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, harf jaris and majrur, our pronouns. And alhamdulillah, we looked at this dua. I hope that was good, inshallah. Thank you very much for sticking around a little bit to the end. I really wanted to make sure that we stay in sync with the other class. Alhamdulillah. Don't fret. Don't worry if you are not right away, caught up. Inshallah ta'ala. Keep plugging away. Keep attending, inshallah ta'ala. And you will, inshallah ta'ala, catch up. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand the Quran and to implement in our lives. There were some questions. If you'd like to leave now, inshallah, you can leave by all means. I'll answer the questions quickly. Basmallah is the first ayah of Surah Fatiha. That's a difference of opinion, Sister Saliha, in fiqh. Imam al-Shafi'i believes you have to read Surah Fatiha out loud, otherwise Surah Fatiha is not complete. Everybody else says it doesn't have to be. That's a very long-winded khilaf, very long-winded discussion of fiqh. Alhamdulillah. Yes, jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you all on Thursday. Subhanakallahumma. Can we say, mubtada man'ud, tall man. Yes, tall man. Excellent question, brother Ra'id. How do you differentiate between mubtada khabar and na'at man'ud? Okay, don't you worry. That's what we're going to do. Once the introduction is done, then we're going to go into the examples. I have them for you. Don't you worry. They are going to explain how we spot the difference, inshallah. That's on Thursday. Okay? Bidhanallah ta'ala. Zakumullah khair. Subhanakallah. Wa bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.